How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
DJ Don Pablo's in the house. What's up, pal?
Hey, how are you, man?
Good, man. You came in with like a giant contraption, and I was like, what is going on? That's the craziest laptop I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, I'm going to explain it. I mean, it's called Mind Matter.
It looks like a slot machine.
No, it really does, and I could see how you would get that. You work in that environment, don't
you? Yeah, I'm around a bunch of degenerates all the time.
Yes.
I love them.
I had a buddy named, he had a dog named Blackjack, and I knew that's the writing was on the wall.
I used to have a friend named Jack, true story, black dude, blackjack dealer.
Really?
Yeah, in Vegas.
How rare is that?
Yeah, it's funny. He worked at the coast, what do you call it? Yeah, that one. And people would walk in, and they'd see his name tag, and it said Jack, and then he had to deal with this like on a day-to-day basis. Mm. Like, oh, look at that. I'm playing blackjack with a black dude named Jack. And he's like, yeah, I know. I'm getting ready to take all
so
your money.
Creative.
Jerk off. All your money's getting taken.
You can say jerk off on radio?
Ooh, man, did I say jerk off?
You did. You can call somebody a jerk off.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can
it's
say
it. It's all about
though.
Context. I can't say, hey, look, that jerk off is,
See, I need your help with this, Ryan.
Here's what you need to do. Just ask Anna. She knows.
I know.
Yeah.
I have all the answers.
She's all the answers.
She's learned them all the hard way.
Yeah. I get dumb. Like, for example, you could be like, Ryan, you're being a dick.
Yeah.
You can't say, Ryan,
okay.
Is that you?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this is now called the Anna button over here. Yeah.
The humble button.
Used to be called the dumb button. Yeah. No longer called that at all. Seriously, explain this thing that's over here, because it's interesting. You were trying to explain to me during the break, but I was looking at you like an old person, somebody explaining an iPhone to an old person. I was like, hey, I don't know what you're saying
to
me.
No, there's a learning curve, and when I show it to you, you'll physically see it, but essentially, this is called Mind Matter, and this is a company out of New York City that I'm lucky for them to be sponsoring me, but what this device does, essentially, it's to capture your social media audience, but to engage them.
Crazy.
And what it does, we'll take a picture and I can hashtag wherever I'm at, and then it'll print out the photo. But then what it does from a radio standpoint of view, or any business, it's going to grab that intel of the consumer.
What?
So whoever, let's say I take a photo or you take a photo.
Yeah.
It'll follow how many people you have on Instagram.
What?
And it'll essentially assess a value to your social influence.
So the future.
But you have to tag our Instagram accounts, right?
No.
What it just happen, recognizes us?
Yeah, it'll because he has
it's made by
they
the
have
Russians.
A license. They have a license with Instagram, so they have access to their servers. So once they hashtag, I can set up a hashtag for whatever event I'm at, right now the hashtag is 102.5.
Perfect.
Okay.
So we'll hashtag that, and then what it'll do is we can get printouts, you know, from the radio station perspective, we can get a printout of that entire audience and say, here are the most influential people in that particular location, and then it'll show you how to engage them and market to that particular audience. It streamlines the process.
We got to take this to the boss.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Voodoo. Stuff is freaking me out.
I like it, man.
You're actually all over this thing already.
Oh, yeah.
When I turned it on, and I'm like, here I'm at the Kimpton Hotel Zamora, and it says, pound sexual.
Yeah.
And I see you, I'm like,
pound sexual?
Yeah, no. I don't know. Hashtag.
I feel like we should
know. Hashtag. No, sorry, not pound.
I'm hashtag old. Pound her.
Yeah.
Okay. I got
I destroyed all of that. No.
Okay.
It was hashtag.
Pound.
Of course Ryan loses it. No, it was hashtag and then sexual, and then I see her and I'm like, oh man, like a kid walking by. I'm like, all right, well, you know.
This thing heard you talk to Ricky Waters and went like, pound sexual.
That's your impression of me?
Yeah, excellent. That was pretty good. Tell us once again, and the ads are playing on the station right now.
Sure.
This is going to be huge Sunday.
Oh man.
Ian Beckles already requested I wear a Speedo at the party.
So you are making a cameo?
I'm 50-50 right now.
Oh, come on, man.
I have so much going on.
By the end of the show, my goal
is
to have you 80-20.
Oh, okay.
At least.
I have like a billion things going on this weekend.
Do you grow chest hair?
What are you talking about? Look at that. Look at that.
Oh,
right
no.
There.
He gets
you should do a mankini.
Oh, no.
You just shave it mankini style.
Yeah. Oh, now his supercomputer over there is hashtagging me to all the bear sites. Now.
Yes.
Very good. Like, hashtag Hasselhoff.
Pound dudes. Pound hair. Pound men.
Pound sexual. I'm so sorry
about that. I'm so confused.
I destroyed that. No, look. Check it out. Here. I take.
It's perfect.
You can take a picture with the machine.
That's crazy.
No, we'll take a picture with our phones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then we just hashtag, and it'll, you'll see
I'm
it on the machine.
I'm afraid to say anything.
If we hashtag 1025 the bone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hashtag free pizza. Oh, my God. Somebody's at the door.
Well, yeah. Wherever, let me ask you this. If we were to go to Gennaro's, same thing.
Oh, let me ask you this. We posted a video before the show, and I always hashtag 1025 the bone, so that's already up there now. That's already in there.
It'll do up to 30-second clips, I believe.
Like
I just got it yesterday.
Clip, yeah.
I just got it yesterday, so I'm still getting familiar with it. But
it's neat.
But like it has, I mean, it has a bunch of just 102.5 the bone material on it right now.
That is dope.
Yeah,
I like that.
It's genius. I mean, it really is. It's a great way to capture your customers, engage them, get familiar with them. traditional marketing is.
It's like I'm impressed, but I'm terrified.
See, this is what nerds should be doing: creating stuff like this, not fighting with giant Q-tips at a convention.
Why are you yelling at me? I'm just the one that took a video.
Sorry, it's just annoying. Come here, Calvin. I'm gonna hit you in the face, big Q-tip. You are not. No, you're not, Trevor. You can't hit me with big Q-tip. I got you, my big Q-tip.
Calvin and Trevor are LARPer names. You'll never find a LARPer named, Buck or something.
No, there's LARPers. There were no black people doing this by any means.
Absolutely not.
I'm telling you. Are you trying to drive me out?
Hey, man. Hey, give me that damn Q-tip. Oh, punk ass Q-tip. I'm going to bust your ass. Pound sexual.
Damn it.
I don't know. It gave me a very, Comic-Con in general gave me a very like school shooter kind of vibe.
Oh, boy.
Not that everybody there would, you know, be a part of a school shooting, but anybody who would be part of a school shooting would definitely
be there.
They're
peaceful
That's
people, Anna.
So it looked like a bunch of Columbine kids is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. That's sad.
White kids that just didn't get it quite right. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Is anyone safe? No one's safe on
this
show,
is
there?
No.
Not from Anna.
Accusation.
Oh, yeah, see? There you go.
What accusation?
I don't know. I was just queuing up a news story early because that's what I do, Anna. I'm crazy. Let's take a break. You're going to stick around with us for a while, Don Pablo?
Absolutely.
Before we go to break, real quick, tell everybody about Hotel Zamora and what's going on Sunday, time and all that.
This coming Sunday from 11 to 1, we're going to be broadcasting live the Dignitary Radio, Ian Beckles show. It's going to just be off the chain. Ryan, are you going to be there with us?
Of course.
He is so stoked. He's like, I'm wearing my bikinis.
Bro, you got to go.
Bro. Have to go. It's going to be a pool party. It's going to be a rooftop party. We have DJs T-Quest, my boy Danny Vintage, who's celebrating a birthday tonight. Big happy birthday, Pop.
Happy birthday.
Jake De La Cruz, my boy.
Oh, he's so good, man.
Oh, he is, man.
Man.
Just a phenom.
DJ John Pablo is going to be DJing over there, too.
Oh, I actually.
There's rumors.
I am DJ.
Actually, Don Pablo has a brand new DJ name. It's DJ Pound Sexual. He'll be out there Sunday by the pool.
Seriously, if you have the next person you mentor, that's the name you got to give him.
No, I can't do it.
You have to.
DJ Pound.
If you want to learn how to, if you want to learn some vinyl, I mean, it's your name, essential. Yeah.
Technique 1200, it's DJ Pound Sexual.
Yeah. Pound, what does that mean, though?
Don't worry about
it. I meant hashtag, man.
I'm an
old cat.
So this is what, in my brain, I thought that you heard the Ricky Waters session, and I thought you were saying that, like, I like to pound fat chicks.
Pound Sexual.
And that I was interested in lots of pounds.
Sexual.
They have a lot of pounds, and I'm pounding them.
I almost feel like she's coming clean on something. I missed that segment. I mean, how'd that
go? I don't not like fat chicks. I'm not attracted to women.
I love me a big
Oh, you're
girl.
Not?
Do I give up? I'm not even wearing flannel today.
It was a yesterday. I'm not wearing
flannel. Oh, come on.
Do I look
on.
Like I work at Home Depot?
No, Oh, my God.
I've been told I look like I work at Home Depot.
Really?
Sometimes when I wear jeans with my Nikes.
That could be your spiel with your DJ scene. Yeah. DJ Pound Sexual in the house. Everybody get your hands up. It's going down. A pound sexual in the house.
Get your hands
dead. Now pick up a big bitch.
Oh my God.
A big old fat man.
Yeah, pick them all up over your head. Don't be afraid. Work them muscles.
She is hungry.
Sexual.
What did I sign up
for?
Yeah.
That poor machine right now is like, I don't even know what has to happen. I have no idea what's going on.
No, it's going off the chain for some reason.
I have no idea. It's just fat people and EDM music. Everything. I'm scared. I'm scared. It's smoking. Look at it. It's going to blow up.
No surprise.
Short circuit. No disassemble.
DJ. Pound. Sexual.
Okay, cut the music.
What?
They need a break. They're not used to dancing this much.
My bad.
By the way, Ricky Waters is 220.
Ooh.
She's answered
your
question.
Wait, who is she? I thought we were talking about the retired NFL player.
No, Ricky Waters spelled different. She is a BBW sexual superstar.
Who's it? Is this your broad, Anna?
Yes.
Is
she's
it?
She's my broad.
Not really your broad.
You're my
Johnny
broad.
Johnny found her first.
No, it's
Wait, is she local? I don't have dental
yes,
coverage.
Yes, she is.
You don't have dental
look,
coverage?
Look. This girl, Ricky Waters, mm-hmm. she is going to come in for one person only, and that is DJ Pound Sexual.
Where are the snacks?
Yeah.